Así es de que, Carol, vamos primero con Sara Jessica Parker, por favor.
Well, I would like to know, well, first of all, thank you for this opportunity. And I would like to know what is your point of view on the industry right now? We are having like streaming platforms, we are having such a big film festivals like this. So what do you think about it?
I think there's a lot that's innovative and exciting. I just think there's a lot also, and I think for filmmakers, and that means everybody involved, directors, writers, cast, it's very hard to push through. There is so much programming, which means there's a lot of stories being told, which I think has been really good and fruitful, especially for the less than typical voices and people that we've been seeing so long on screen. But I think the hard part about producing so much, because we have all these streaming platforms, we have so many homes where all this product can be, is you gotta find a way to be seen. And I think we all know people who in conversation bring up a show and you say, where is that? What channel, what platform is that on? And then you have to go home and you have to remember where it was and find it again and reach out and try to Google one word from the title that you're, there's so much. So I think the complicated part of all of this is finding your audience. And everybody, I think, is struggling and pursuing that, you know, the brass ring. Where's the audience? How do you find them? How do you, and I think that's the same in publishing books too. You're like, how do you get a book in someone's hands when there's so much coming at you? How do you ask for someone's time? They're on their phones. You know, you got to break through. And I think that's the hardest part. I think there's tons of incredible programming on the big screen and the small screen. It's just like never before. It's like a renaissance, but it's very hard to find your audience.
Pues le pregunta Carol, inicialmente le agradece por esta oportunidad y le pregunta cuál es su punto de vista en la industria ahora mismo del entretenimiento, con todas las plataformas de streaming, con todos los festivales que se están llevando a cabo, y responde que cree que hay muchas cosas innovadoras, muchas cosas emocionantes para los cineastas, para todos los implicados en la industria, como directores, guionistas, actores, que es tan difícil salir adelante ahora mismo porque hay mucha programación, lo cual, por un lado, tiene su parte buena porque quiere decir que se están contando muchas historias, especialmente esas de las voces que menos veíamos en pantalla, pero por el otro lado se tiene que encontrar la manera de que se vean todas esas producciones, de que lleguen al público. En las conversaciones cotidianas, cuando se habla de una serie, uno siempre pregunta, ¿y dónde está eso? ¿En qué canal se puede ver? ¿O en qué plataforma se puede ver? Y luego tiene que ir a la casa y recordar el nombre, ir a buscarlo en internet. Entonces hay tantas cosas ahora mismo que es complicado en medio de todo eso encontrar a su público, ya que todo el mundo se está esforzando y está en esa lucha por llegar al éxito. Lo mismo pasa con la publicación de libros, cómo conseguir que ese libro llegue a las manos de alguien, tiene que abrirse paso, y eso es lo complicado ahora mismo, tanto en la industria de la pantalla grande como en los programas de televisión, que para ella hay un renacimiento en todo eso, y pues también es la parte complicada.
What are the most important roles in your career?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think the role that shaped a desire was definitely The Little Match Girl, because I had never worked on screen. I'd never been given a chance outside of my own imagination for somebody to instruct me, to fulfill an idea, to have words written that I had to say and be persuasive. And it was, I was very lucky because everybody on that show was, the director and writer was a man named Tom Robertson, and the DP, I will remember him as long as I live, it's 50 years later, and I can still tell you, he was Armenian, his name was Eli Agopian, and he was a massive talent. And those were the two men who happened to be shepherding me through this process, which was only 5 days, but it felt like 5 years in terms of like everything I took in, the experience, the smell of a set back in those days. They were using big hot lights and film, you know, proper film, and the actors, they brought an actress from New York City to play the other parts. And I was like, yeah, exactly. This is what I want to be doing. I'm struggling in school. All I do in school is like this.
Daydream
yeah. all day long. And so then I got to act. And I was like, yes. Even then, I couldn't be articulate about it at the time, but my feelings were ironclad. And then Sex and the City, the role of Carrie Bradshaw, I'm not equipped at this moment in time to tell you what it's meant. I can tell you what it means. I can't... Will it call to prayer again?
Yeah.
Ah, so nice. You know, it's changed my life. It's changed my life professionally. Personally, it's changed my children's lives. Their lives would be different if I hadn't played this part. There are wonderful things that they've had because of that. It's changed my family's life, meaning my mom, my dad, my siblings. It's changed my relationship to the city that I love and where I live and I call home. It's changed my relationship to women across the globe.
Le pregunta sus roles más importantes durante su carrera y dice que el papel que la impulsó en su deseo de ser actriz fue sin duda La Niña de los Fósforos, porque nunca había trabajado en la pantalla, nunca le habían dado la oportunidad fuera de su propia imaginación de que alguien la instruyera, de llevar una idea a la acción, de que le escribieran palabras para ella poder decirlas y sonar persuasiva. Tuvo mucha suerte porque todo el mundo en ese programa, el director, el guionista, que se llamaba Tom Robertson, y el director de fotografía, a quien recordará mientras viva, porque 50 años después puede decir que tenía un talento enorme, Elian Gulpian, fueron los dos hombres que la guiaron en ese proceso que duró solo 5 días, pero que le parecieron 5 años por todo lo que asimiló, la experiencia, el olor del escenario, la película como tal. Trajeron actores de Nueva York, ahí supo que eso era lo que quería hacer, y luego Sexo en la Ciudad y el papel de Carrie Bradshaw puede decir que cambió su vida profesional, personal, cambió la vida de sus hijos, que han tenido cosas maravillosas gracias a ese papel, también para su padre, su madre, sus hermanos, cambió la ciudad, cambió su relación con las mujeres de todo el mundo.
About the Booker Prize, because you're
yes.
a jury.
Yes, I am. I'm a judge.
Yes.
Yes.
So, what does Brooke say to you?
Hard to... I should have the words. I don't yet have them. I've been following the Bookers forever. I follow literary awards. I never, ever thought that I would be participating like this. This has been sort of a conversation that's been happening over the last year plus. I'm thrilled. I'm honored. I find it terrifying, daunting. But I also think that it's a... absolutely gorgeous responsibility, and I should feel all these things, and this is people's work that they've spent often decades plus time alone in a room writing these stories, and they are all deserving of serious consideration and spirited conversation, and I'm very excited.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bueno, y finalmente sobre su reciente nombramiento como miembro del jurado del premio literario británico Booker Prize, señala que aún no tiene palabras, sigue a los Bookers desde siempre, está siguiendo esos premios y nunca pensó que participaría de esta manera. Es una conversación que ya ha estado sobre el tapete durante más de un año y está muy emocionada de que ya sea una realidad, se siente honrada, le parece aterrador, pero también cree que es una responsabilidad absolutamente magnífica y por eso debería sentir toda esa mezcla de emociones. Se trata del trabajo de personas que a menudo han pasado décadas o mucho más que eso, tiempo a solas en la habitación escribiendo esas historias, y pues dice que todas merecen una consideración bastante seria, importante y una conversación profunda, así que por eso le emociona tanto.